Hey, what's up? This is the Footy on Paper podcast, where we talk football from your point of view.
Whee!
Hello, everybody, and welcome to another episode of the Footy on Paper podcast. My name is Tayo Okunaga. How are you guys doing? Happy new season, everybody. As usual in the studio, I have my right-hand man with me, Mr. Ifeo Awani. How you doing, my brother? Happy new season.
Happy new season. Everybody say yeah.
What is that? Bro?
Yeah.
How you doing, my brother? Bro, it's been a long time.
See, the ball is back. Football never left. Do you understand? If you know, you know.
Yeah, I feel you, bro.
You're not a real ball watcher if you think the ball left.
Yeah. There's a purpose to the weekend.
We have more ball now.
Okay, let's see how it goes. We have a kind of like skip the gun, but let's go.
We have
a new signing in the studio. You know, it was expensive.
No point forgetting his name.
105 million is not easy. Yeah, Shogo Lee, my nigga.
Yo, good evening, everyone, and happy new season.
Yeah,
this is Shogo Lee from the Lee family joining the podcast, and I wish everyone a good luck this season, and happy fantasy, happy buying and selling.
Look at this, also expensive.
Have a good week one. Yeah. Not like some of my friends.
Oh wow!
I can't say. My friends can
Shogo
be
Lee, Shogo Lee. When we enter, we go talk it.
No, it's fine. I'm kicking him out of the league.
Yes. Is that
No, you know, I'm kicking him out. Don't beg me.
You know, first episode, endorphins.
If I don't kick him out.
It's all good. It's good to have you here, Shogo, man.
Thank you.
Yeah, let's take a break then. We'll get into it. Okay, people, guys, let's talk about obviously the main match this weekend. Funny enough, there's a Chelsea fan in the studio, there's a Liverpool fan in the studio. I should just like leave the mic in the middle. You guys should like attack each other and shit, but like, anyway.
I don't understand. This is a very respectable platform. We don't do that here.
What is that? I don't understand. What do you mean? What did you insinuate?
No, I don't know.
That let two of you fight.
Why is there
a Liverpool sticker on that song?
You don't do the songs that right. You have to sign first before you get it. You go do song for player when you want sign.
But I don't agree with you though.
Yeah, I'm not signed.
Okay. Why me like do something for him? Maybe he has seen that video. That's why he's leaning to Chelsea.
Obviously.
Then he will like Chelsea.
Obviously. That's the reason why. He has seen the video.
Anyway.
I can't believe you in 21st century bidding for a player you have not talked. You don't have any contact with the player. You're bidding for a player.
Okay, I will start with that. This is that what I was starting with, like.
No, we'll start from the match now. See, personally, I will not talk about the player that I have not signed. So,
now you're being the manager. Now.
No,
if I may.
No, just to let you know, like, I'm not going to speak up on the player that we have not even spoken to. Am I mad?
Okay.
No, if they are mad, am I mad? No, like, explain to me. Like,
but
no,
I think from what we saw today, like, in Liverpool today, the midfield, the pressing style is like, it has come back because of the young guns that Pep has brought in as McAllister.
There's more energy, but
you need that. Yeah, you need that six still. You need guys. Let's talk about the game quickly. Shogo, how do you see Chelsea today compared to what you saw last season?
Definitely, Chelsea has improved massively from last season where we were just like a skiller quantity. With no bearing.
What does that mean?
Okay, let me explain.
This guy is bringing out the chat to the studio.
Yeah, you have to analyze it from that angle.
Okay.
Because in physics, we call something that scalar and vector quantities. So when it's vector, it has magnitude, it has direction. But when you're a scalar, you just move in any direction. That's why last season they were telling us we lack bases. Imagine how you as a player, why we lack bases on pass and kick and run, positioning. Those are the bases. But this season I see those things coming back. I see the energy, I see the motive, I see the charisma, I see everything coming back. What we just lack today is the experience, which I'm very sure we have like 5 debutants today. So I can't blame them on that. It's a very good game. Way to go.
Any standout performance for you?
Definitely. You know the man of the match now.
Who's that?
Enzo.
All right, of course. That's
for me, my man of the match was Gallagher.
Yeah.
It was crazy today,
actually, man. Gallagher actually tried to.
Give my boy some props.
He needs to get the accolades. He tried.
Personally, I feel, you know, Liverpool, honestly, it's good to buy a good keeper. I keep saying that. No! Fans, you know.
You say fans.
Like, it's not today I've been crying about keeper. When we finally got all of you were here with me, we did Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
Look at the food. If not for him.
out of
two keepers, he was one that had more saves to make, and he was big. All the big moments he came up correct, and I think that's Liverpool's one of the match again. Liverpool needs to make sure that they don't make this a reoccurring team this season. Alisson is very good, but we can't keep relying on him.
The solution is Caicedo.
Yeah,
pretty much. Yeah.
Uh-huh. So why don't you want to talk about him?
A six.
The other six is now. There's Andre, what's it called, in Brazil.
Nobody knows. Nobody.
I don't know.
No disrespect. Let's not assume like we are the world.
We've also been linked to Andre.
We don't know him.
I don't know him.
Do you know him? Tell us about him.
I know he's light skin. No. See, let me tell
you. So you're not that type of fan that you go to.
I can only do so much. I devote most of my art to capitalism, so like I can't be searching for players. It's very unfortunate. I read what I can.
He's one of big boy manager. Big boy fan.
Big boy fan. I know you do.
Second boy. Okay, it's all good. Should I wait till the end of the transfer window to ask you guys where your team will finish, or I can ask you guys now?
I think we should wait till...
Okay, the target. What are Chelsea's targets this season?
Okay, for me, this season is just to win the small cup and
get into the top four.
Okay. I'm fine with that.
Yeah, put Chelsea back on the map, basically.
Definitely.
That 12th position was not... It was terrible. Liverpool Football Club.
Liverpool are keep signing away from genuinely challenging for the title. But they know
What I saw today, man. Szoboszlai, Diaz. Like, Liverpool might actually have the best attack in the Premier League.
Definitely.
Right? Yeah, because, man.
It comes to you like a flood.
That's what I'm saying. Like, what Liverpool just needs now is just that center. If they can get that right, oh my god.
If you notice, the play was very, very disjointed. Nobody was really dictating the play from that holding position that were very familiar
with.
He did try, but I believe that a few of his passes went astray, and he was not very easy, but then in certain instances, he did very well when he was pressed. Also, in some instances, he gave away the ball in very poor positions. So, you know, it wasn't the best of games for him, but also wasn't the worst of games. But I don't expect so much from him because he's being put in a position that he's not very familiar with.
Okay. Let's talk City. A routine victory for them. Who's going to stop them this season? Because I'm sure all of you have them as number one to win the title again. Or not, if you...
I expect them... Well, you know, it's... I can't say I expect them to win the title, but I expect them to retain it. Or at least to do their best. To do their best to retain it.
Okay.
Because... obviously, my team is in the title conversation.
Most definitely.
So, I'm not going to just completely rule us out. That's just goes against everything.
Okay, so you're answering my question. You're saying Liverpool will be one of them.
Yes, we
should. Are there other teams you're looking at?
I'm looking at... The thing is, a lot of teams...
I don't think only one team should push them, if you understand what I mean.
if you find that Pep actually loves it when it's just one team pushing him, he can handle one team. When you have two or three teams that are genuinely very good and on their day can beat City, that's a big problem for him. You find that he has to now start thinking about so many variables. And we just haven't had that for a while now in the Premier League. And I think this season might be that season where you find that a lot of teams are actually, you know, it's like Thanos has been doing a madness on the Avengers and now they're trying to come back and, you know, Infinity War him, I guess. I don't know.
I feel you. Shogoli, Arsenal go back to winning ways as usual. What do you think about their chances this season?
I believe when we need to talk about the person winning the league is when we start with the European football. So when we start seeing some teams that have not been there before.
Okay, I mean,
trying to
Arsenal 6 years no Champions League. It should affect them.
At least they've made some couple of signings, and I believe they will do well.
Can they challenge City though? Can they go on better than last season? Do you think they can learn from their lessons of last season?
I doubt if they will learn from their lessons. Because if you want to learn from your lessons, at least you should have signed a striker by now.
Oh, so like the people there are not enough?
They are not enough to strike for. You can see we saw last season.
No, the truth is that even though Eddie Nketiah did score a good goal, he has not fully won over the fan base.
Yeah.
And there's discontent in certain areas. I don't mention anybody's name, you know.
Come on.
But like,
you're free.
They don't feel 100% about him going into the season. And because everybody.
But who's that? Nketiah?
Yes, everybody knows that. I think I speak very quick because everybody knows that Florian is going.
Yeah.
He's going to go.
Yeah.
So if you go into the season with Nketiah and Jesus as your
plus options, Havertz as possibly a nine.
You know what we
But they strengthened other areas. I mean, they brought in Timber, they brought in.
A gunner. This is Arsenal Football Club. A gunner.
Yeah, I feel you. I understand.
You need the person to bring the team, to get the team going every time. The charisma. You see other teams. You see teams that are. You see Alan. Mm-hmm. You see
Jackson.
Salah. You see
Jackson.
Jackson is coming up. he's trying to.
Why do you do that?
I know what he's trying to do. But Jackson is coming up. He's trying to, and we can see that he's trying to carry the team.
Yeah.
At least your striker should be able to produce something where there's nothing.
I understand because like Chelsea fans are confident in Jackson, but obviously, there's still doubts about Nketiah in the Arsenal fan base, but let's see how that goes, and hopefully, Arsenal could sign somebody. Quickly before we go on a break, Newcastle United grinding their girls 5-1, right? They're not going anywhere. What are you guys saying?
They got very good position to play in the first week, and I think
really Villa.
Hey, by me,
Villa. I mean, everybody saw what happened during the tail end of the season, how Emery had them pushing for European places and they got it, but with the signings as well. We can tell like they had certain performances last season where they just completely imploded and defensively they've always seemed a little suspect, and that's why he's tried to address that by making the signing of Paul Torres. And you could see in this game that there's still a lot left to be desired from them defensive end of things. Because in front is where people really start to salivate and like, oh wow, they can do this and they can do that. But at the back, that assurance is not there. And now they also have European commitments as well. So we're going to get Arsenal need to, you know, really step it up, because they'll be playing on two fronts very early on in the season. In fact, three.
I mean, that's what Shogo said. Shogo said we should wait to European football comes through there. We can
now.
That's
when you know the...
But Newcastle, they can score goals. I think they're going to score a lot of goals. Newcastle, for me, we need to look at how they're going to perform in the big game versus the top six. That's what's going to really set them apart. And, you know, really going to decide their future this season.
When you say top six, are they part of it?
They're not. They can't be.
Oh, okay.
Because
I mean, they finish higher than Tottenham now.
Yeah.
I'm not shitting Tottenham. I'm just saying.
No, wait. Everybody. Okay. Sorry.
The way these people play now, like Newcastle, the way they play is kind of very intense.
Yeah.
And you can't sustain that playing in five competitions. Man, you wear out. And it will start telling in your league games.
That's when it started. They've not been in Europe.
Yeah, it started in your league games because they were able to do it last season and because they were just playing in one game and
a week.
So they can go and rest throughout the whole week and come and fire everybody.
Chelsea have that this season.
Yeah. It was telling on them towards the end of the season because there were some games where they were just off, like Aston Villa last season. Aston Villa and Newcastle last season.
3-0.
They were beating 3-0. Mm. They did not play anything throughout the match because they were unable to sustain that high intensity game. So they need to find a way whereby they can calm their game down in some games and try to play a little bit calmly. And if not, before January, you will start seeing massive scores.
Callum Wilson scored. Came off the bench and scored on that day. Obviously, he likes to score against Villa, so I heard. But it's Callum Wilson, man. Is he going to string together 10 appearances for me? No, in a row.
I mean,
I'm not saying over the course of the season, though, but
with Isak there, the way they're using him, he should be able to. I mean, he was available for them last
year. The way they're using him. Because he's not starting all the matches.
All the games, yeah.
He's not playing 90 minutes.
But Isak will find himself in the very unfortunate position where they're only available 9, and then he's going to have to shoulder a lot of minutes if Callum Wilson is not fit. Mm. And I don't think we can bank on Callum Wilson the way you guys think.
You can't.
Okay, we'll see how it goes. Let's go for a break now then. We'll talk other leagues. Okay, lads, let's talk other leagues now. We'll start with... let's start with the Kylian Mbappe story, man. These guys, I don't even know what they're doing in PSG, but he has been reinstated back into the first team. Was it because of the draw yesterday? Or didn't they sign Goncalo Ramos? What's happening?
He was there before I think they invited him to the stadium to
watch the game.
I
don't understand what you say invited him. He's not a PSG player.
When they asked him not to come for training and all those things, or to train separately from the team.
From the first team.
I think Verratti and
another player.
They were told not to train with the team. Okay. So since then he has not been involved in whatever they do. In the club. So team yesterday, he was invited into the stadium to watch
the
match.
He's invited to your stadium.
because he's no more their player to me. And I was.
They've done the way.
He's no more
their player.
It won't stop him from going to see the game now.
A legend,
highest goal scorer. Even club captains, then.
Man, they need in this season, and he also has seen what's this guy Dembele join.
Okay,
and I think believe
very exciting. For
yeah,
him.
He believe they can cook with Dembele. So okay. I think that's one of the reasons why
he's changed his mind. He always wanted to play, but still he just didn't want to sign a new contract. Let's get that right.
Yeah, that's true. Obviously,
it seems now that Kylian has won out in the battle with PSG because they were going. They tried to sell him, couldn't sell him. Mm-hmm. They moved him to the 21s, to maybe kill his morale, and that didn't work either. And they realized that it's just business. It's terrible business because PSG are just a whack job organization, but. This is what they do, PSG. The stories that come out from there should not really surprise us. This latest saga, honestly, that it's ending up like this is even. We should be thankful, that they've made up.
And, so they're going to lose it on a free, then.
Yeah.
So they should have taken the $200 million Madrid brought 2 seasons ago.
No, essentially, yes. They've done poorly, and I think they overestimated how much influence they would be able to exert over the player this summer. They really they were, what's that word now? The shoulders were very high.
They didn't booger.
Yeah. Like, don't worry, now our guys. Like, bro.
They didn't know they were playing with the booger master. Florentino. You know,
a recurring thing from PSG hierarchy was, oh, we have an agreement in principle. We have, you know, nothing on paper. Just, oh, we spoke. Like, are you funny?
All right, then. Anyway, it would be good for him to play football because obviously captain of France, captain of the PSG team too, and we want to see him in Euro 2024.
I know, ultimately, congrats to Kylian Mbappe, very young man, standing his ground and, you know, getting the deal that is right for him. Yeah, this was actually a very big case of employer intimidation and, you know, credit to him for doing what he did.
Yeah.
Okay, good luck to Kylian and good luck to PSG. We'll probably win the league again. Let's see how it goes. They never know. Is Enrique there then, Abi?
Yeah.
They broke some record yesterday. They won 1,000 passes in a game, right?
Yeah. Something like that.
You know, once they can turn the volume of passes to high chance creation, they're going to eat.
Yeah, because there are some decent players there. Let's see. Let's talk about Jude Bellingham and his La Liga debut for Real Madrid. That boy is good. That boy is good. And I'm going to throw a shit to your team now if you... I know you agree with me. Yeah. Obviously, you guys wanted this guy. Yeah. You understand?
Is it only that guy? Is it only this guy?
No. I'm just saying.
I'm saying
the way they've gone about it. If you check England during the World Cup, it was hanging out with Liverpool players. You understand everything. It's all good. It was basically this guy is going to join Liverpool. You understand? There were some reports that they were going to drop the money. All of a sudden now, you said you didn't have the money. All of a sudden now, you have the 111 million to pay for Caicedo because you're trying to cover something, or you're trying to get this your number six when your first target you're not getting him. What's happening there, Fima? Why is your team doing this?
Okay, so number one, I just want to say that Liverpool Football Club accounted itself very poorly in the poor Jude Bellingham saga. You know, It's never been in doubt the money that was needed to get to get Jude over to Liverpool. It's never been, because it's not just about the initial transfer fee, also about the money that will be required from his father, his salary demands and everything, you know.
Okay.
This was going to be a big deal. Everybody in world football understands how big this deal was going to be, except Liverpool Football Club. And it almost felt like they were trying to con Jude into signing a contract with us for whatever amount they had set that was clearly lower than Madrid's valuation of the player when it came to his wages and the money for his agent and his father.
Okay.
So you've already messed it up with him. You know, it's done. Why haven't they continued and then just got to someone else very quickly?
Okay. Do
you understand?
Okay, yeah.
You're a big club. You cannot just have one option. I'm happy for Jude Bellingham because ultimately he was probably still going to go from like Liverpool to Madrid, because the way Liverpool are doing their business, it's the type of thing that will happen where they will come and they'll pick another Liverpool. That happened before, so why can't it happen again?
Yeah.
Especially if they continue doing business like this. So Jude Bellingham, amazing goal on his debut. Yeah, and I think
sick player as well, man. All round player.
Madrid right now have probably the midfield that everybody in world football is jealous of.
Yes. They have a FIFA career mode midfield. If you understand.
It's beautiful.
Hey.
And what I was trying to say the other time was that it's not only Jude Bellingham.
Yeah.
Liverpool has
bottom. Who?
Jude Bellingham.
No.
Bellingham.
Jude who?
Birmingham.
Bellingham. He's not the only one Liverpool has bottom. Enzo Fernandez.
We're really in for Enzo. Because
the
Enzo link
is the one now.
How do you know they will bottle it now? We don't know yet.
But you know, the funny thing is that we literally just got two new midfielders this summer. So clearly, we're doing some business right.
Yes.
What we're not just happy with is that everyone is saying that they can do. And I think that's where the confusion is between two sets of fan base. Mm-hmm. It's like, nobody is saying that they're not doing well, but they can do better, and we demand better of them, so they should do better, because this is not just any club you own. This is Liverpool Football Club. You know, they're not going to be satisfied with just two signings. You look at the clubs that were meant to be in the same conversations with, and you see how they're doing business. And you look at your club and you wonder, what makes us so different? Why can't we do this? And people say, oh, you want them to gut the club. They will not spend money because they don't want the club to go under. But...
okay. Shego, how good can this guy be? Let's not like turn it into a visual of John Liverpool saga. Let's talk about the player now.
I'm so sorry.
No, I killed it. So, because it was annoying. You understand?
Yeah.
It's different if Liverpool went in there and then they didn't get him. You understand? But this one, like, we don't have the money. And then you're splashing out cash for no disrespect to Caicedo. Yeah, but anyway, Shego, I have a question. Yeah, how good can this man be? Jude Bellingham.
Definitely. You'll do great in Madrid.
Ballon d'Or? Great.
Let's see. Let's see how this season will play out. But you'll do well in
not Ballon d'Or this season, but Ballon d'Or great. At any point.
Is he on the trajectory?
To get Ballon
d'Or. I mean, as you said, let's see how this season be.
First, second, third, kind of.
My formal opinion is
best midfielder. Maybe
he'll definitely get in the voting, like close to the voting this year if he doesn't, if he stays fit. Because honestly, he's on that trajectory right now where, you know, he's at a bigger club.
Yeah,
the performances he had.
And I think he's playing eight.
Yes, he is.
So definitely, he will get the goals, the assist.
And they don't even have like a striker. They don't have like that striker. Yeah. So.
Top 30.
We'll see how it goes for him.
Top 30. Player. Top 30.
Can Madrid win the league? Can they get their league back?
That's their eternal target, so.
No, really? It's not champs.
Champions League is their best right. So definitely they will be pushing for champs,
though.
That's scary, you know.
But the league.
No,
I don't know, why are you talking about Champions League? You're always talking about Champions League, bro. Like, chill. Yeah, Shogo. Oh, yeah, Shogo can talk about I'm the only person I can talk about Champions League here. Oh, shit.
You know what's funny? You can't even talk about it. He never won it.
Listen. Can you win the Champions League this season?
I can't win the Champions League this season.
You can win the tournament, bro.
I'm in the tournament, bro.
You cannot even come in. You understand? You cannot come in. You're hitting outside of the club. You cannot come in, bro. You cannot come in.
Tayo, your eye is shining.
Why would you shine?
It's shining. You're shining for me. Champions League.
I don't understand.
You guys say you're elders, bro. You're fucking elders, bro. Let the kids grow. Let the kids breathe, bro. But Real Madrid, can they win the league quickly before we wrap up the show?
Yeah, definitely they can.
Mm.
Looking at La Liga nowadays, just a two.
It's like you don't rate it. It has always been there. It's just the Atletico will do their normal.
But, definitely, it's either Madrid or Barcelona.
Who are you tipping?
Madrid.
Okay.
Madrid.
Honorable.
Because Barcelona is actually so the man that makes wonders for them, which is Dembele. So who again can bring out
Gundogan can do that.
Yes, he can. But you need someone that can change something when there's nothing.
Okay, a Maverick player.
Yes.
Someone that has doings. I don't understand. Do you say
Gundo has doings?
Doings.
At the end of the season, Gundo is dangerous now.
Yeah, he is.
Now.
You can't pick the ball from the midfield and take it to.
I'm sorry, but we only have like let's say a 2 season sample for end of season Gundo doing. Nah. That's without
that. At least 3 seasons.
We don't have 3 seasons of Gundo.
3 seasons at least. Check it. Check the three seasons, bro. Check it. He was our best player in that period. 3 seasons, and they tell you. This Gundo
let's wait on season four. After his injury,
this Gundo for hell. this not Gundo.
This is Barcelona.
But this is
by the time he starts working there, you know, they don't need to pay salary every week.
Really? This guy calm down.
Lower your mind. Lower your mic.
Honorable.
Lower your mic.
Honorable chill, bro. Hey. Anyways, it was good having you guys on here, man. And then, yeah. Good. FPL. You guys had a good week, have you?
Let's say it was okay.
Okay.
Semester. We are hoping next week will be great.
It's Rashford we're looking at right now, man.
Is it Rashford?
make this week note that we're making no spoil.
If you're not captain Haaland, raise your hand.
If you're not captain Haaland,
put your hands up.
I don't know.
You have been taking a break for 3 years now, that bro.
That was not the same.
Looking forward to doing my episode with you guys this season. Hopefully, yeah, sure, man, God willing, we can get my episode out. Thank you guys for listening as usual.
Thank you guys for sticking with
thank
us.
Thank you.
Well, I know we're very fluctuate, but
yeah.
Shout out to you guys.
If you should they follow you?
I mean, you guys follow Footy on Paper on Twitter and Instagram. Don't worry, just search for Footy.
Search for Footy on Paper. You find us. Yeah.
Find Boy Forever.
Or use the hashtag FOPPod. Yeah.
If you want to tell me, I'm Fanboy Forever. Don't worry. Ask me any silly question about football. I'll answer you for sure.
You say silly. Are you sure?
It depends now.
But you said any question, bro.
Buyer beware, man. Nobody ask me any more question. Respect yourself, but like silly question.
Jogoli, you want to put yourself out there?
Yeah, thank you for listening to us, and expect more of good and a wonderful time with us. You can follow your boy.
You say your boy.
Limas_Joe.
Okay.
On Twitter.
Yeah.
I'll be expecting to see more of you on Twitter. You follow your boy up, I follow you back.
Yeah.
You got any questions?
Can I stop for us follow you?
Definitely. You're allowed. It's a free word.
Can Gallagher fans follow you?
Why not? He might be he did well today.
Can Stanley fans follow you?
Why not? We'll discuss.
Have everything on tape, Abi. No, producers, tape. Make our money no loss. Bless
you. It's all good. It's all good, brother.
I want to keep this recording.
What do you need it for? They're my players.
Can Lukaku fans follow you?
Man, Lukaku fans, stay away from me.
It's all good. Let's go. Ciao, everybody.
Yeah, thank you.
Yeah, bye.
Peace out.